This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Outer Order, Inner Calm, because I was so intrigued by the degree to which outer order contributed to inner calm for most people, and certainly for me. Now, I've been doing strength training for years, so I've become good friends with my trainer, Mike. And Mike and I often talk about mutual interests like habit formation, low-carb eating, and clutter clearing. Like me, Mike is someone who really thrives in orderly, organized surroundings. My sister Elizabeth calls me a happiness bully because I can get pretty forceful if I think there's a way for someone to be happier. So one day, when Mike was complaining about how messy his house was, I encouraged him to tackle the clutter. "You'll feel so great," I told him. "It's so energizing. It's so freeing." He said, "I know, I feel exactly the same way. The thing is, I'm really neat. I like everything to be put away in its place. But my wife is so messy, it drives me nuts." "How does this come up?" I asked. "What are the conflicts?" I am a happiness bully. Mike said, "For instance, I'll be sitting down at the kitchen table to tackle some household administrative task she wants me to do. But everything is so disorganized that I have to spend half an hour cleaning up before I can focus. And after all that, I don't feel like dealing with those tasks anymore. And then she gets annoyed with me." "Do you like being in the thick of the action?" I asked. "Is that why you're sitting in the kitchen?" "No, that really doesn't matter to me," he said. "So Mike," I said, "maybe you could find a place in your house, like a desk or a table in a corner, where you could keep things very organized, just the way you like it to be when you work. And everyone else would agree not to disturb that area and just leave it for you as your place. Do you think they'd agree to that?" He looked at me with surprise. "Well, I have an office," he said. "Well, why don't you use your office?" I asked. "Because it's too messy," he said. And the minute he said those words, he became seized with the desire to clear it out. He was inspired by the vision of how great it would be to have it fixed up right. In fact, that weekend, he sent me a video to show off how orderly he'd made his office. When I saw him for my next strength training session, he couldn't wait to tell me about everything he had done. "It looks fantastic," he concluded. "I'm just about finished. I'm about 85% of where I want to be." I had to ask, "So what's left to do?" He said, "Well, one thing that looks messy is that my winter coat is always on the floor." I had to ask, "Mike, why is your winter coat on the floor?" He said, "Because my wife is so messy and has so much stuff. The coat closet in our front hallway is full of her coats, so I'm supposed to hang up my coat upstairs in our bedroom closet." "Well," I said, "I agree. It's pretty unrealistic to think you'll walk all the way up to the bedroom to hang up your coat. And I know your wife loves clothes and probably does need a lot of room in that hallway closet." "But Mike," I suggested, "do you think that maybe a solution would be to hang a few hooks or put a coat rack in the garage? It's not as convenient as the hall closet, but it would still be a lot easier to grab your coat if you were going for a walk in the neighborhood or driving somewhere. Could you do that?" He looked at me with surprise. "Well, we have a mudroom." I started to laugh. "So Mike," I asked, "why don't you use the mudroom?" "Because it's too messy," he replied. And he started to laugh too. He knew what I was going to suggest next. And the next weekend, they cleaned out the mudroom. What is the moral of this story? Is it, it's easy to blame other people instead of seeing our own role in a problem? Is it that the only person we can change is ourselves? So if we're unhappy or annoyed with the situation, we should always begin by asking, how might I be able to change things for the better? Is it that sometimes it's easier for an outsider to spot a solution that we've overlooked? I think it's all of those things. And I realize that I'm lucky that my friend is so good-natured about the happiness bully side of my nature. I offer it with love. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.